Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm joined today by former Packers defensive end Sean Jones. Sean, welcome back to Green Bay.
Always a pleasure being back here.
Now, Sean, you had played a combined 10 seasons for the Raiders and Oilers before coming to Green Bay as a free agent in 1994. What led you to choose the Packers?
When you play that long, no matter what people think about football players, you know, most of them, I'd say 99 to 44, 100% of them want to win a ring. And I just thought that Green Bay gave him the best opportunity to win a ring. And the way it was supposed to work was Reggie was supposed to get double teamed all the time. And I was going to be single blocked. So it was always supposed to be just all about me. But yeah, it didn't always work out that way. But that's the reason why. Chance to play with Reggie White and win the Super Bowl.
You mentioned Reggie, and that defensive line eventually had you, Reggie, Gilbert Brown, Santana, Dotson. The best defensive line in the league, certainly during that championship season of 96. What made you guys so good?
We liked each other. We had a healthy respect for one another, and we played for one another, and we fed off of each other. We were all different in our own way. I mean, I don't think there was a better one- and two-down player in the league than Gilbert Brown when we played. There wasn't a better three technique in the league than Santana Dotson. Reggie White was who he was, and, you know, I just tried not to screw it up. So, you know, collectively, seriously, though, all... No, we just got along really well as players, and we got along off the field too, and I think that camaraderie helped us to be great because there was an accountability one.
Now, before that championship season, you'd been part of some playoff heartbreaks earlier in your career. You were on the Oilers team that suffered the big comeback in Buffalo. So I want to ask you, what was harder, walking off the field in Buffalo after that or walking off the field in Dallas when you guys came so close in the 95 NFC title?
Well, it's not even a question, Dallas, because Houston, we didn't deserve it. The things that I just described, the dynamics that we had in Green Bay, we didn't have in Houston. We were just always waiting for something like that to happen. So when that happened to us in Houston, not a lot of us were surprised, okay? But in Green Bay, we felt we deserved it. You know, we felt we had worked hard enough, and were it not for the schedule makers and we got Dallas here, you know, in Lambeau, we thought that we had a chance to beat them. But, you know, it was much, much different walking off the field, you know, playing against the Cowboys and, you know, against the Buffalo gang.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, obviously, the following year, you guys did win the Super Bowl, and a lot of Packer fans remember you for that iconic picture from the Superdome of you're holding your child in one hand and the Lombardi Trophy in the other. Can you tell us just a little bit about how that whole scene came about?
I mean, you dream about it, right? I mean, you win the Super Bowl and you start looking for family members. You know, it's like your life just starts flashing through your eyes about, and you start thinking about all the things and the people that mean so much to you at that moment and why you play the game. And at the time, I just had one child, and it was important for me to get him on the field with us, with me, and like all the other players did. Everybody brought their family down because you want to share it with everyone. And now he's, you know, 20 years old and 6'8", so yeah, it's kind of hard to carry him now.
Yeah. Now, that ended up being the last game of your career, Super Bowl 31. You kind of rode off into the sunset. Is that the way you wanted it, or did you want to keep playing?
No, you know, I kind of started realizing, you know, that season that may be my last season, and other opportunities came that made it a lot easier to walk away from the game. And looking back on it, I probably, you know, especially with another Super Bowl run, and I feel guilty because I really feel that if I had played that second Super Bowl, we'd have two rings. So I feel a little bit funny about that, but, you know, it was a good decision on my part at the time because I'd done everything. I kind of made a deal that if we won the Super Bowl, then that would be it, and I just kind of kept my end of the bargain.